Every time our athletes walk into this weight room, they're going to be pushed to the max.
Let's go!
The barbell hasn't changed in over 100 years. I can take a 25-pound plate, and we'll go out on the turf, and I'll have you hating life. We talk about straining your gut, pushing past that comfort level. I want a lot of energy.
What better breeding ground is there for being a success in life than the weight room?
Hey guys, welcome to Ask Coach Mac, episode number 65. I'm sitting on my back porch just hanging out, beautiful morning, and wanted to jump on and answer a few questions, as I always do. If you're interested in having your questions answered, just reach out to me at askcoachmac.com or ronmckeefrey.com, and or you know, drop me an email, a social media message or something along those lines with your question, and I try to work them in each and every week. Want to jump right in this week. First question is from Joey. Joey asks, Coach Mac, do you have any tips or pointers when it comes to applying for GA positions? And GA positions, you know, are almost as tough to get as assistant positions anymore. And, you know, in my book, I talk quite a bit about creating your own GA and potentially, you know, just working a part-time job and volunteering. And I do believe that that's a very effective way to go where you want to go, as opposed to what's, you're limited to what's out there. That said, if you are going for GA positions, I think the first thing you got to do is you got to get yourself out there and create a network. So I think going to conferences is number one. I think going to those and not just being a wallflower and sitting in presentations and just learning, I think that's important. But I also think it's important to shake as many hands as you can, let people know who you are, what your intentions are, and you know, that you're looking for a GA spot, you know. And I think that that helps. You know, they may not have something, but at least then they might know somebody or keep your name or recognize your face for maybe a future position down the line. I also think drawing a 50-mile radius where you're located and visiting every coach that you can possibly visit in that radius. I think I say 50 miles because that's about an hour's drive. So if you're volunteering already where you're at, or you know, you're in school or something along those lines, you can get pretty much anywhere there within an hour. And so if you have a gap of time between classes, you could drive and get there. If you're working part-time somewhere, you know, or you have an off day, you can drive and get somewhere and visit somebody. And don't just get caught up in whatever big time you is in that radius. Go and visit every coach that you possibly can, because you never know who's going to help you move on to your next deal. In that same tone, I think you need to make a list of every coach that you know. I mean, you probably played sports growing up. You might be working at an institution or an organization that has coaches. Write down every coach that you know, have connections to, and write them an email and ask them, or just let them know what your intentions are. That you're, you know, this is where you're at. This is what you're trying to do. You're looking for a GA spot. And also ask them if they can connect you with one person, one strength coach that they know, if they can connect you via email or phone call or something along those lines for you to expand your network. I mean, most all those coaches know a strength coach. They had a strength coach in college. You know, they worked with a strength coach someplace and have a relationship with them. And typically, if that's coming from them, those people will want to help you out. And so letting them know what your intentions are and where you're at, and consistently doing that. I think that's another important step is, you know, every time you take a new step or a new job or a new role or your advancement, send them an email or a letter. Letters always work pretty well because, you know, you're not getting very many letters anymore. I get hundreds, almost thousands of emails every week, you know, but I only get a few letters. So, I'd send them a letter, just kind of like one of those Christmas letters that you get, you know, around the holidays that lets you know what's going on with your family and where you're at and all those types of things. I think doing that every so often is important. So, Joe, I hope that answers your question. David asked, the OPT model. He's basically, he's getting his master's in performance and enhancement and injury prevention. It's a National Academy of Sports Medicine program. And they have what they call the OPT model, which is basically just a stabilization endurance, strength endurance, hypertrophy, max strength, and power. And those are just muscular qualities. That's a typical, kind of periodization, identifying strength qualities and training for those strength qualities. And I like their order. I think that that's a pretty good order. That said, I would add speed, strength, and strength, speed to that equation. And you basically, you can look up almost any strength qualities, read several articles on why those are important. But strength, speed, strength, and starting to get into like some velocity-based training with Dr. Brian Mann and Dan Baker and things like that, I think that those are things that would build upon that model. But in terms of just a typical pyramid or understanding the different qualities and the order in which they should come, I think that fits. Strength, speed, strength would go right before, that true power and fit into that model. So I hope that answers your question, David. Last question here, Jeremy asks, that he mentions that I recommend a rotation of books. Basically I read a strength and conditioning book, I read a family book, and I read a leadership business book. And I typically read about a book a week. And I say read, that could be, listen to, which is often the case. I listen to a book. I'm listening to Kevin Hart's new book on Audible right now, which I think is super funny. He obviously narrates it himself and just unbelievably funny guy. But there are lots of little good nuggets in there to pull out, and especially being, pop culture and contemporary, using those with athletes always goes over well. But I read that rotation, and he talks about, he hears a lot of people talk about the strength books or the business books or the leadership books, but he doesn't hear too many about the family. And if you go to my website, robmckeefer.com/books, I have a whole list of books in each of those categories, but five that I think are really, really great for family. One I think is Raising the Modern Day Knight, which is all about medieval times and, knights of the round table and the whole deal. But basically it talks about how do we let our kids know when they've reached certain milestones in their life. Right now we let society do that. You're an adult when you smoke cigarettes, or you have sex for the first time, or you drink for the first time, or you can get your driver's license, or whatever it may be. And society is doing that, as opposed to in medieval times, you were a page, and then you were a squire, and then you were, you went on down the different classifications, and there was a ceremony, and your family or the community would define when you met certain criteria. And so just a great book. And obviously it's kind of written from a male perspective, but I apply it to my daughters as well. Lead for God's Sake is a great book. It's a parable that's just got a great message, and I think also is a fantastic leadership book. But again, I use it with my family as well. The Five Love Languages I use quite a bit. My daughter loves idols. She loves being gifted and things like that. That's her love language. So when I really want to show love, that's what I do. My other daughter is, feelings or touch, love language. And so I'm going to give her hugs and kisses and things like that, And so you're reading that and knowing what your spouse, what your kids are, even your athletes, knowing what their love language is, will allow you to kind of express yourself in the correct way and what they respond to, as opposed to what you respond to, which is often a mistake that we make. We want to give what we think would be received, as opposed to what is actually received. A Purpose-Driven Life is a fantastic book as well. I think that's, we need to have perspective and understand why we're on this earth and what we're intended to do, and using our career as a way to be a witness for that. And then lastly, the mentor leader by Coach Dungy, who I worked for at Tampa Bay, I think is just a fantastic, again, family book, leadership book. I think those go hand in hand a lot of times. And as you know, coaches or as, you know, parents, you know, we are the leaders of our family. You know, a lot of people don't identify themselves as a leader, which that's not really the case so much for strength coaches, but there are a number of strength coaches that are, you know, I'm a servant leader, or I'm this kind of leader, I'm just kind of a background type of person, I lead by example. The reality is that, you know, you have to be a leader of your family, you know, and so a purpose-driven or a mentor leader, I think is a fantastic book for mentioning that and teaching you some great tidbits and recommendations and things along those lines. So I would highly recommend those five books. Those are the five that I typically recommend for family. I think you could go on and on. There's a number of great ones out there, but those are the ones. And again, if you go to RonMcKeefer.com /books, you can get a whole list of different books that I recommend. Always want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring these podcasts. Again, the show is not possible without them. And I only partner with people that I believe in and trust and VersaPulley, Woodway, Train Heroic, Samson, Intech, Iron Grip, Sornex. I think I hit everybody in there. Are just fantastic companies that I wholeheartedly believe in, and again, they have a mission to give back to coaches, which is ultimately where my heart is as well. So hope you guys have a great week. I'll catch you next time. Take care. Goodbye.